Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Let us see briefly the evolution of Dharma within the three fire signs, the Aries, Leo, and the Sagittarius now. What is Dharma? As per the Vedic text, Dharma means the highest conceptual form of evolution, of energies, of soul, of intelligence, of wisdom, of emotion, of path and purpose, you name it. Dharma is the highest form of it. Okay. So it's the idea form. Before we were even created as souls from oneness itself, we were all conceptual forms. That is dharmic. That is the highest path of seeking. Now these three fire signs, Aries, Leo and Sagittarius, the 1, the 5 and the 9, have a lot of dharmic energy in that, in different ways. Each one has a different soul evolution path, because remember, we are talking about the soul evolution series here. So how does it evolve? In Aries, it comes in the first house and it is Rajas with Dharma, meaning the energy moves here. Energy moves a lot in the first house in Aries. They are always seeking the why. In Aries, number one always seeks the why, the need to find path and purpose and direction. And they will move on in their life and they will come to the fire, the second Dharma point. And the last Dharma point being the 9th house. So they'll go from 1st house to the 5th house to the 9th house. All signs we will analyze in this way, but I'm clubbing the ones with fire signs first, clubbing the dharmic ones first. Because all are needed, folks. Each and every one is needed. There is nothing unnecessary in this creation. Remember that. So Aries is seeking the why, and it will find it as it goes through life to the house of education and creativity and creative intelligence. So they will find the next evolutionary point, or they will seek the answers, a bit of it, a bit of the why and a bit of the how, as they go through life when they begin to get educated themselves. Think of it that way. If these Aries people spend time more in education and learning creativity, spend more time in connecting with getting themselves educated in whatever form or fashion they choose, depending on planets and other things, but education is their key to unlocking a part of the why, then they can go and graduate and evolve into the 9th house later in life, which will give them the what, the where and the who. The seeking the higher philosophy and wisdom happens in their 9th house, and this once again feeds back to their self, to their sense of self, the why. So the why itself, think of it this way, evolves through life for an Aries ascendant person. Because this triangle, this energy triangle, is always moving through a person's life. As a person matures, you can see my age and maturity series if you want. In the evolutionary astrology, you will know why this energy moves constantly. It's not one-way traffic. It's constantly feeding to another. Once you discover your higher wisdom and philosophy, let's say in your 20s or 30s, or even your 40s and 50s, that will feed back to the why. Now the why becomes a different kind of why. For example, if I have discovered some higher meaning in sports, because Aries is driven by Mars, they are very physical creatures, or they can become even doctors. Once they discover that, they need to, this why, this energy feeds back to this house. So the why becomes of a different kind, and that feeds back again to more education, doing some more learning. Education doesn't mean always degrees, folks. These days you can learn just about everything on the internet. You can learn higher aspects of it that again feeds into more wisdom. So this is the growth pattern, because Dharma house always looks at the next Dharma house, which always feeds into the next Dharma house. There are three Dharma houses in the entire zodiac, but these change through the ascendants. So let's look at the next one here, which is Leo. In Leo, they are born with creativity. Number five is now in the ascendant. That means they are born with creative intelligence, the creative fire of Leo, the one which resides in the belly, in the gut. So Leos have a very strong gut feelings about many things. They are very creative and they are very intelligent by default. This is what they are born with. The soul energy is born with this. That's why it takes the form of the ascendant. And from that point onwards, their evolution goes to the fifth house now, which has seeking higher meaning and wisdom. Because they are creative and intelligent, they need to educate themselves in wisdom. If they do that, if they do this education and seeking higher wisdom and meaning and all the rest of it, then the energy later on moves to finding the why. Why am I doing all this? Why was I born with this creative intelligence? Why was I born with this innate sense of higher creativity and connection in the world? That why, which is being asked here, is graduating to this ninth house, where they find the path, they find the purpose, they find the direction for themselves here in the ninth house. But the middle point is always number five. Number five is the catalyst for change here. So unless they focus on seeking higher meaning and wisdom in their life, to get to this point will be difficult. They are like stuck in this segment, you can say. So the Leo ascendant person needs to find this higher meaning and philosophy. Then they get to this. It's like house number five is the bridge between one and nine. You need to find that bridge of education. And when I say education, bring out whatever talents are highlighted in you, in your chart, as per your planets, etc. See? So that's what it means here. The Dharma for the Leo, therefore, they are born with this, so there's nothing much to be done about this except work with these two, as you can see in the screen, the number nine and number one. Now number nine in the house of education, as you can see, is the what, the where, the who. They need to answer these questions in whatever way makes sense to them. Why am I being so general about questions? Because this is specific to the individual. There is no one rule here. But it involves seeking higher meaning and philosophy and wisdom. They need to spend their education, which brings them more wisdom, in a way that answers these three questions, in a way that makes sense to them. Okay? Because they are finally targeting what? The Leos are targeting to answer the question, why? Why do I need to do this? The Dharma plays out. See? Again, the Dharma is in the first and fifth and the ninth houses. So the why and the need to find path, purpose, direction for the self is fed from this house, because this is what you're born with. The ascendant, as you see in the first house, is already what you're born with. Now your path or soul evolution consists of taking that further into education, wisdom, higher meaning for the Leo ascendants, and bring it as an evolved human being, as an evolved mature person. And that is answering the question of what are you here to do, what are you here to accomplish, and how do you accomplish it. These two will feed into this finally, and that feeds back to again, well, how do I do this, for example. I know now what to do this, but how do I do this? And that brings in their soul wisdom. That brings in their innate creativity, education and wisdom. And then once again, they need to learn about that. Learning is the house number five. Anything that you learn is house number five. That's the way it plays out in Leo. This fire of dharma, this fire of answering and asking the basic questions of life, the fundamental questions of life, is dharma. In Sagittarius, it plays out with house number nine in the first house. So house number nine is the what, the where, the who, the philosophy and the wisdom that a person is seeking. The soul is born with that in the Sagittarius ascendant. They are carrying themselves as a soul in the body, all this wisdom. Well, if they're carrying all the wisdom, you might ask, what am I supposed to do with it now that I'm here, born in this physical body? Well, you find first the path and purpose. So your education is supposed to be about discovery, of your path, about discovery of some education where you need to bring in this wisdom. You have the innate wisdom, Sagittarius, but you are trying to bring it to the world. You're trying to ground that wisdom. So you need to learn the ways how to find your own path, purpose, direction for self. Meaning what? In terms of education, this would mean finding things to educate yourself with that would make sense to you, which ties in with your sense of wisdom and philosophy. For example, you have bought something as wisdom and philosophy as a soul, but uncovering that layer will happen if you spend time educating yourself in the field of your choice, which will give you the path and purpose. You will feel it, and you will feel it in your head, in your gut, because number five stands for the gut. Okay, your stomach. You should feel it. You should have a gut feeling about this. Only then it's going to work. You can't get too mental about it. People get mental about this part, but here it's a gut feeling. So whatever goes in your gut feeling about finding your higher path, that is going to bring you to your ninth house. Then you will answer the question, the why and the how. You'll start using your innate wisdom and your sense of direction creatively and participating with the world in education. You will kind of become an educator. Sagittarians make great teachers, great lecturers, professors. They are the teachers of the world. But that can happen. Your greatness is achieved if you work this triangle consciously in your life. It has to be a conscious effort. All evolution of soul is a conscious effort. Never an unconscious drifting around in life, as you know. So this triangle feeds itself in this way for the Sagittarian ascendants, and this is how they grow through life. They are born with the wisdom. They need to find the purpose. Okay, I've got all this wisdom, but where do I bring it? Where do I feel I should bring it? Where do I sense I should bring it? Where do I know I should bring it? The knowing is the fifth house. The knowing comes from the gut feeling, intuition. So that knowing will feed into discovering the why and the how using the creative intelligence. Okay. So that's how it works in Sagittarius ascendant. One last word before I leave you with this. Understand the dharma in modern new age terms as the higher mind, the higher wisdom. We all seek the higher wisdom in life. If these three ascendants, Sagittarius, Leo and Aries, work this puzzle, they have the maximum potential to take the humanity towards the highest possible wisdom. but they have to work together. And it's kind of difficult, and that's where they need the other science. Because losing yourself in too much of higher mind and not connecting or grounding it with higher heart can kind of take you off in an ego path. So that's, of course, not a preferred choice. We need to avoid such kind of scenarios, right? But understand this as the evolution of higher mind through the three fire sign ascendants. That fire, what we call fire, is the fire of dharma, or the fire of asking basic questions of life. Why am I here? What am I here to accomplish? How best can I accomplish it and find joy in it? First is the sense of service and finding the path, but second part, we all need to fill the sense of joy and purpose. Okay, I'll leave you with that much for the fire signs. In the next ones, I will cover the Kama, Artha and Moksha. Keep watching and subscribe. Take care.